The National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, seems at first glance fairly innocuous. It's a quiet library of countless records, right? Its mission is to plan and manage all government agency and department records, regardless of medium or format. From PDFs to paper trails, NARA tells agencies like ICE, the CIA, NASA, all of them, how they should and will store their records, while also protecting the public interest following the law, and at the same time balancing security needs on sensitive topics found within the piles of information.
Here is an example of NARA's scope. Last week, we brought you the story of a newly released ACLU and Chicago Law report on what they say are records of immigrant youth abuses within the immigration system, something ICE denies. To create their report, the ACLU used Freedom of Information requests to obtain 30,000 documents. All of those documents are managed by NARA.
Last year, ICE made a request of NARA, let us destroy our records of sexual abuse and death in custody after 20 years, and records of solitary confinement after 3 years, and NARA gave preliminary approval for it.
That has raised some concerns for the ACLU. They told us, quote, it's never a good thing when government agencies with a track record of abuse start talking about destroying records. But ICE is not the only agency that has made requests like this. And to help us understand some of the rules around the destruction of government files, I'm joined now by Lauren Harper. She is the Director of Communications at the National Security Archive. They're an independent research organization that uses FOIA law, and they have gathered the largest repository of government documents outside of the government itself. So, Lauren, help us understand, what exactly was ICE's request to NARA last year?
So, from my understanding, what ICE was seeking was approval from NARA to approve their records retention schedule. And what this records retention schedule does is it defines a couple of things. It defines what agency records are permanent and go to NARA after a certain number of years and get preserved indefinitely, and which records are agency records that are temporary that the agency can dispose of after whatever timeline that they ask for in the record schedule, and that NARA, in this instance, gave preliminary approval for. So what happened in this particular records request was ICE asking for, I believe it was 20 years, to hold on to records about sexual abuse and death in custody, and 3 years for records on solitary confinement, after which point those records would be destroyed.
Right. And that was in spite of many advocates opposing it, including the ACLU. What was their concern?
The ACLU's concern, I think, was multifaceted. One is 3 years is very short. There are some government records where maybe a 3 years records retention schedule is appropriate before destroying, but 3 years for records that are this sensitive, it's a troublingly short period of time. For example, if the records retentions are destroyed after 3 years and the statute of limitations for someone who's been detained is longer than 3 years, if someone who's been detained isn't able to file redress until year four and those records were destroyed at year three, well, then they don't have access to any records that would give them redress.
Okay, so ICE is not the only government agency, though, that has requested to destroy records like this eventually. What is the normal process for a government agency to request this? And for what is the normal process for destroying records? Like, is 20 years an unreasonable amount of time? 3 years seems a little short, you said.
20 years doesn't strike me, doesn't get my back immediately. It doesn't strike me as immediately being unreasonable. But so the regular schedule for an agency to request to destroy records is to fill out something called a general records schedule or an agency schedule. And in these schedules, an agency identifies its own records and says, this record is this, this is how long we should preserve it for, and then we're going to destroy it. And so it sends us to NARA, and the agency can't do anything until NARA preliminarily approves this record schedule, and then it goes to public comment. After that point, NARA can either approve or take further consideration of the preliminary approval. And so every agency has to do this for all of the records.
Okay. What are some other examples of other government agencies that have done the same thing, that have requested to destroy records?
I'd say the big one is the Central Intelligence Agency. In 2017, NARA approved a CIA records retention schedule that would allow the agency to destroy historically significant records after 30 years, and it also redesignated important files like leak investigation files from permanent to temporary, and therefore it gave the agency the ability to destroy these records.
Mm-hmm.
News came out, I believe it was last July, that the CIA had this plan. There was a big public outcry. The National Security Archive joined a large coalition of open government groups to ask NARA to reconsider its approval of this particular records retention plan, but NARA approved it in February anyway. You could see how this is a little troubling given the CIA's willingness to destroy its own records. You know, the Gina Haspel confirmation hearing drew a lot of attention to those 92 video recordings of Abu Zubaydah being waterboarded that were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an agency that does not appear to take seriously preserving its records in all instances, it's all the more important for NARA to take a harder line when looking at these records retention schedules.
So, but do they? Are these requests usually approved?
It's hard to give an overall answer to that. NARA actually has a website where it will tell you all of the ones that have been approved recently. You know, certain things come to light. So there have been a couple examples that have made their way into the public domain of NARA approving these really questionable records retention programs. But it's hard to say, from my perspective, how often NARA necessarily approves without getting some strong public feedback.
Right. So I want to make sure that people understand why it is that organizations like yours are concerned with public records. Like, what could potentially be lost if records are destroyed, even after 20 or 30 years?
To take the ICE case, for example, if you don't have records, an individual detainee loses their ability for redress. If the records don't exist, they can't file any legal action. But from a broader picture, from a systematic perspective, now I do not think is the time when the U.S. public wants to have less records available about what's going on with immigration enforcement. So if we don't have these records, let's say if all these records are destroyed after 3 years on solitary confinement,
mm-hmm.
we lose the ability to conduct oversight and spot possibly troubling patterns that are emerging in these detention centers.
Like the report that the ACLU just released about all of this abuse of immigrant children, like those sorts of things, and journalists as well, right, like us,
right.
would not be able to access those records.
Correct.
That's Lauren Harper. She is the Director of Communications with the National Security Archive. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.